兄弟姐妹平安。今天讲到的经文是在马可福音10:17-32。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的财产很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：有财主的人进神的国是何等的难啊！门徒唏嘘他的话。耶稣又对他们说：小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒就分外的稀奇，对他说：这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说：在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。彼得就对他说：看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从了你。耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，人为我的福音撇下房屋，或者兄弟姐妹、父母儿女、田地，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、兄弟姐妹、母亲儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。然而有许多在前的讲要在后，在后的讲要在前。谢谢上帝的话。
Today's Bible reading comes from Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 31. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left everything and to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields or me and the gospel will fail to see 100 times as much as this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and field, and with them persecution, and in this age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Shalom.
Shalom, brothers and sisters.
今天我们来思想一个重要的问题。
Today, let us think about an important problem.
就是关于 眼光的问题。
It is the problem of insight.
问题英文翻译成 problem， 不是麻烦啊，是一个思想一个 topic 或者是一个 issue 啊，这个眼光。那么我在跟翻译讨论如何翻译眼光这个词的时候
，When I was discussing how to translate insight，
这个翻译跟我说，眼光在中文里边叫眼光，但是在英文里边，在不同的情况下，可能用了不同的字。
In Chinese there is one word called 眼光， but in English they may use a different word in different situations.
所以我常常说，说英文的人大概都没有眼光。
So I say often people who speak English don't have much insight.
开个玩笑啊。
Just a joke.
但是我们知道眼光。对一个人来说很重要。
But we know that a person's insight is very important.
那么当我们来描写一个人，这个人很厉害的时候，我们说这个人很有眼光哎。
As we describe a person as someone who is very capable, we say they have a very good insight.
当一个人觉得他这个人不行，哎，这个人眼光太差。
We say that, oh, if this person is incapable, we say, oh, they don't have good insight.
所以一个人的眼光对一个人很重要。
So a person's insight is very important.
那么我们说的眼光指的是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
当然不是指的我们的肉眼的眼光。
It isn't what we see with our eyes.
是指的我们内心心灵我们的看聚焦点在什么地方。
It is what we, our goal is in our heart.
然后你对这件东西的了解和认识。
And your understanding of what your goal is.
最后你是接受还是拒绝或者怎么样接受的问题。
And in the end to accept, to reject or how to accept this goal.
我们当然我们所说的是指的这样的一个眼光的意思。
Of course, this is the meaning of insight that we are talking about.
那么咱们中国人也了解啊，这个眼光是要放远一点的。
And our Chinese people must also understand that we must have a further vision.
如果你的眼光看得太，只是看了眼前的话，
If you only look at what is right in front of you,
那么你在整个人生的方向上就可能迷失。
Then the direction of your life must be a mess.
所以你一定要看远、看大，然后你才能看明白。
So you must look further and look wider to understand.
主耶稣在世的时候讲过一句话。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he once said.
那么这个记载在马太福音的第六章。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章里面，第二十二到二十三节。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23,
他说这个马太福音第六章第二十二到二十三，他是这样说的啊。他说：“眼睛是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，你的全身就黑暗。”你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23, it says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And then the light within you is darkness. How great is that darkness?"
那么我们当然知道眼睛是不发光的，对吧？
We must know that our eyes aren't light.
那么为什么这个我们的眼睛成了身上的灯呢？
Then why has our eyes become the light of our bodies?
那就表示其实我们的眼睛是什么？
But what is our eyes?
是一个光的通道，对吧？
It is a pathway for light to pass through.
所以说这个眼睛是要外界的信息光亮透过眼睛来让你能够感受得到的。
The outside light goes through our eyes so that we can see.
那么因此眼睛既然它本身不发光，那么耶稣说眼睛是身上的灯，表示什么意思呢？
That the eyes originally don't shine up themselves. When Christ says that the eyes are light of our body, what does this mean?
那就是关键的问题是你眼睛往哪看，对不对？
Is that what we are looking at is the most important?
所以你眼睛朝向光明。
So that when our eyes are facing towards the light.
那么你的全身就有光明可以引导你。
Then your body has light to guide you.
那么如果你的眼睛看得黑黑，什么都没看见。
But if your eyes is looking towards darkness.
那么当然你的身体就不知道该往哪里去嘛。
And of course your body doesn't know where to go.
所以眼睛它的功用在于说你能不能够从外边吸收到、看到、感受到那个引导和光亮。
So the function of the eyes is so you can look into the light to receive guidance to where you should go.
不是有没有眼睛的问题。
It isn't the problem of whether you have eyes or not.
而是你的眼睛往哪看的问题。
It's to where you look with your eyes.
那么这个就是我们今天所说的 眼光的问题。
So this is the issue of insight that we are talking about today.
我们都喜欢故事。
We all like stories.
圣经也给我们讲很多故事。
The Bible also tells us a lot of stories.
之所以要讲故事。
We only tell stories.
就是因为很多东西啊，用抽象的道理很难说清楚。
It's because to explain a concept is very difficult.
所以这个圣经里边不单单是给我们理论，它给我们很多故事。
So the Bible doesn't only give us a lot of theories; it gives us a lot of stories.
那么今天呢，我们来看一个叫做少年财主少年官的故事。
So today we are looking at the rich young man's story.
这个三卷福音书里边都记载了这个故事。
In three Gospels, they recorded this story.
那么可见，这个故事很重要。
So this story is very important.
那么这件事情是耶稣将近最后啊，这个要去耶路撒冷的路上所发生的一件事。
This occurred when he was on his way to Jerusalem.
也就是说，这个时候耶稣已经完成了他三年多的时间，他的整个的侍奉的旅程。
So this was towards the end of his three-year
the ministry journey.他的 ministry journey, nearly end of the three-year ministry journey. 那么所以这个时候他已经很有影响力了。
So at this time he was already very influential.
那么这个时候有一个人来到耶稣的面前。
So at this time someone came before Jesus.
在三卷福音书里边分别告诉我们对于这个人的一些的资料。
So in the three different gospels they had different information about this young man.
这个在路加福音里边呢，
In the book of Luke,
说他是一个官
said that he is an officer.
这个马太福音里边说他是一个少年人
In Matthew, he is a young man.
那么当然，这三卷福音书里边都说他是一个很有钱的人
So in all three Gospels, it said that he is a very wealthy man.
那么马可福音里边呢，就描写了他来到耶稣之前，来到耶稣面前的时候的那个动作。
In Mark, it described his actions that he came before Christ.
咱们想象一下，假如我就是那个少年人。
Let's imagine that I am that young man.
是一个当官的。
I am an officer.
那么这个当官大概不是一个普通的官员，是一个相当高级的官员才可以用这个字的。
Must not be a very ordinary officer, but quite high up officer.
那么他很有钱。
He has a lot of wealth.
假如我就是那个人。
Let's pretend that I am this man.
那么假如翻译就是耶稣。
And that the translator is Christ.
然后这个马可福音里边就描述了他来到耶稣面前的动作。
And in Mark it describes his actions as he came before Christ.
那么有两个动作是值得注意的。
There are two actions that are worthy to take note of.
第一个是他跑到耶稣的面前。
One is that he ran to Christ.
然后他到了耶稣面前，他跪下来了。
And that he knelt on his knees before him.
你知道犹太人是不轻易跪下来的。
You know that Jews do not kneel on their knees.
For no reason. 这个跪下来一定是表示对上帝的动作才能跪下来。
They only bow before God.
这个我们知道，这个但以理的时代，他们在外邦的时候，不向外邦人跪拜的时候，那是杀头之罪，他们也不拜的。
We know that in the time of Daniel, Daniel refused to bow down in front of their gods, even if it results in death.
那么这个少年官，这个从小就遵守律法的人，他不会不懂这个拜这个动作是不能随便发生的。
This young man who followed the law since a young age, he would not understand.This.
那么大家能不能想象他在耶稣面前的动作到底应该是怎么个动作呢？
Can everyone understand what his actions meant?
首先他跑过来了，对吧？
He first ran.
然后他跪下了。
And then he bowed down.
是单膝跪呢，还是双膝跪呢？
Is it a single knee kneeling or both knees kneeling?
那么当他跪下来的时候，
As he knelt down,
耶稣的反应也很奇怪。
Jesus' reaction was also very weird.
在圣经里边至少有两处记载关于不接受跪拜的事情。
There were at least two times where someone has not accepted someone's kneeling.
那么一次是在《使徒行传》里面。
The first time was in
the book of Acts. 那么当使徒保罗医治了一个病人
，and as Apostle Paul healed a sick man，
那么大家都来拜他们。
Everyone came to kneel before him。
保罗说：“哎，不能拜我们啊，我们也是人，和你们一样，拜只能对上帝的。”
Paul said, "You shall not kneel before me. I am only human. You should only kneel before God."
所以使徒们都知道，人 不能接受人的敬拜。
So even Apostle Paul knows that people shall not accept the kneeling of another person.
那么在这个启示录里面。
And then in the book of Revelations.
那么这个约翰看见向他显化的天使，他就想去拜这个天使。
And as John saw the angel, he wanted to kneel and worship this angel.
这个天使说不能拜，拜只能面对上帝，天使也不接受敬拜。
Angel said that.I do not accept your worship, only worship and kneeling towards God.
所以耶稣接受这个人的跪拜。
So Jesus accepted this kneeling from this man.
其实他已经在说明他是神。
It already represents that he is God.
那么现在我们先了解一下，这是一个很有钱的年轻人。
And let us first understand that this is a very wealthy young man.
是一个有社会地位的人。
He is a person with reputation.Status.
哎，那么他跑到耶稣的面前，他跪下来。
That he ran in front of Christ and he knelt down.
表示他很谦卑，很迫切。
It shows that he is a very humble man.
那么这个在圣经里边说，当主耶稣说他，当守着那些律法。
He said Jesus Christ, as Christ said that he follows these laws.
那么他说这个律法我从小就都守过，都守了。
He said that I followed these laws since I was a young boy.
那么这表示他很有家教，对吧
？It shows that he is a very well educated.
这个他的 house 这个 home education 非常这个家里边对他的教育很好的。
He is very well taught at home.
所以这个他不仅仅是他自己是这样，而且他整个家族都是这样的。
So it's not only him himself who is like this, but his family is also like this.
是个非常好的人。
He is a good person.
他来到耶稣面前要求什么呢
？What does he want as he comes before Christ?
他求问如何得永生。
He said, "How can I receive eternal life?"
那么这样一个年轻人。
Such a young man,
非常成功的人。
He is very successful.
他自己也觉得自己不错的人。
He thinks that he is not a bad person.
但是他心里边有一个不满足的地方。
But he is unsatisfied in his heart.
也就是说，他没有永生的盼望。
Is that he doesn't have the hope of eternal life?
他已经预先在他年轻的时候，他已经预先想到，如果没有永生的话，我这一切的成就似乎都没有太大的意义。
He already knows that in his young age that everything that he achieved on earth will mean nothing if he doesn't have eternal life.
于是他来到耶稣的面前。
So as he comes before Christ,
他觉得这一位好像应该能够告诉他有永生。
He thinks that this man can tell him how to receive eternal life.
可是他来到耶稣的面前的时候。他对耶稣的称呼里边有两个字又值得注意。
But as he comes before Christ, he calls Christ two things that are very important.
第一个说，他说你是良善的。
He said that first. He said that you are good.
然后他说夫子。
And second, he said good teacher.
那么不知道他为什么用良善的和夫子这两个字。
I don't know why he used good teacher these two words.
可是耶稣在回答他的问题里边先。挑战了他这两个字。
But as Christ answered his question, he first questioned these two words.
良善的。
Is good.
英文里边说 my goodness, 其实就是指的我的上帝的意思。
As we say my goodness in English, it means oh my goodness, my God.
就是 my God 的意思。嗯、其实就是这个意思。所以耶稣当时对这个少年人的挑战就是说，你说。我是良善的那一位吗？
As Jesus challenges this man to say, "Am I good?"
如果你是称我这一句话，那你应该知道我就是上称我是上帝的。
If you call me good, that means you know that I am God.
所以你跪在我的面前，我接受。
So as you kneel before me, I accept this.
如果这个是正确的
，If this is right,
那我就不是一个夫子。
Then I am not a teacher.
就是不仅仅是一个夫子。
I am not only a teacher.
那么如果你称我是夫子的话
But then if you call me teacher,
那我就不应该是上帝
Then I am not God.
其实主耶稣在提醒他说你来到我的面前你到底是认我是上帝还是认我是夫子的问题
As he questions him, he's actually questioning whether you think me as God or think me as just a teacher.
如果我只是夫子
If I am only just a teacher,
我就只能教导你一些道理
Then I can only teach you some morals.
一些
concepts.
Yeah. 如果我是上帝的话，我才能够给你有永生。
If I am God, then I am able to give you eternal life.
所以主耶稣那时候实际上是在提醒这个少年人。
Jesus was actually reminding this young man.
你搞清楚我是谁。
That you should know who I am.
然后接下来主耶稣讲的话就很有意思了。
So the following things that Jesus said was very interesting.
他说你要有永生吗？
He said that if you want eternal life.
他说你不是犹太人吗？
Aren't you a Jew?
那你应该遵守律法。
Then you should follow the commandments.
然后他说什么律法？
He said what commandments?
主耶稣就把这些律法这个总纲十条诫里边的这些纲领跟他说了。
And so Jesus Christ recited the Ten Commandments to him.
然后他说这些东西我从小就遵守了。
He said that I followed these since I was a boy.
在马可福音里边说，耶稣就爱他。
In the book of Mark, it said Christ loved him.
这个耶稣以前不爱他吗？
Did Christ not love him before?
耶稣不爱别人，单爱他吗？
Did Christ only love him and not anyone else?
耶稣爱他是因为他遵守律法，耶稣才爱他吗？
Is it because he follows the law that Christ loves him?
其实不是。
Not any of these.
耶稣爱他， Christ, 这个话说的是耶稣觉得他好可爱。
Christ loves him because Christ thinks he's very adorable.
这个他怎么样可爱呢？
How is he adorable?
其实我觉得用句咱们现在的话来说，大概有点傻的可爱。
Something that we say these days probably a bit of a stupid cute.
其实他很 cute， 很可爱啊。他执着的，他相信他的东西。
He follows what he believes in.
但是他没有想过来，没有明白耶稣一开始跟他提醒的和后来讲的这个话其实是矛盾的。
But he doesn't know that what he reminded him at the start and what the commandments were, conflicted with each other.
那么耶稣进一步说了。
Then Christ said,
这个你要把一切周济穷人。
He said that you shall donate everything to the poor.
然后你再来跟从我。
And to then follow me.
然后这个少年人就这个忧忧愁愁就忧愁了。
And then this young man was sad.
然后他就起来就走了。
And he left.
圣经说，因为他的产业很多。
And in the Bible it says it's because he had great inheritance.
这个耶稣就评论说，这个有很多产业的人进神的国好难啊。
And then Christ said that it is very difficult for the wealthy to get into the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个产业并不一定单单指的是钱。
This inheritance might not only be money.
下边就说你的房屋、田产、儿女、亲人、朋友、姐妹、父母等等，这一切都可能是你的产业。
In the bottom it says your brothers, sisters, mother, father, children or fields may all be a part of this inheritance.
现在可能还包括着我们的知识、我们的地位、我们的事业，很多很多这些东西。
Now it might include our status, our education, our everything that we possess.
所以如果我们拥有很多很多这些东西的话，
If we have a lot of these things,
进天国就变得非常难了。
It is very difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么主耶稣用了一个比喻。
Jesus Christ used a parable.
他说骆驼进针的眼。
He said it is as difficult as a camel entering the eye of a needle.
耶稣常常讲话的时候呢，其实他是在一个处境里边来讲话的。
As Christ talks, he often uses
一个处境，就是当时的一个环境。
He uses the environment around him to describe.
也比方说，他讲撒种的比喻，他可能看到一个人在撒种，他说：“你看撒种是怎么撒的。”
As he uses the parable of sowing seeds, he might have someone sowing seeds around him.
那么耶稣当时讲这个话的时候，
And,
有可能是在一个城门口。
As Jesus Christ said this, it might have been in front of a gate.
A gate in the city,
a city gate.
那么这个针眼不是指的我们现在穿的那个针眼。
The eye of the needle isn't the eye of a physical needle.
当时这个针眼呢，是指的在这个城门口呢，它有一个大门。
In front of the city, there is a gate.
然后旁边有小门。
And then there is a small gate next to it.
那么在这个大门和小门的上边呢，有一些大概就是这么宽、这么高的小窗户。
And in between these gates, there is a narrow, long window.
那么那个东西是干什么的呢？
What is that for?
是在打仗的时候瞭望或者是往下射箭的地方。
So that is for during war, they can observe from those windows.
那个叫 箭眼，也叫针眼。
That is called the eye of the needle.
这个或者是叫那个射箭的眼。
Or the eye of an archer.
所以这个当时主耶稣讲话的时候，他就看到门这个骆驼一定要是从大门走，旁边那个小门骆驼要过不去的。
So a camel must walk through the main gate and can't walk through the small gate.
那么，当时主耶稣大概就指的，你看那一个骆驼吗？他如何穿过那个针眼？比财主进神的国还容易。
So at that time, he must have pointed to a camel and said, "For that camel to go through that eye of a needle will be easier than a wealthy man entering the kingdom of heaven."
也就是说，财主拥有地上很多财产的人要进神的国是不可能的。
It's basically saying that it is impossible for a wealthy man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个圣经里边就说，门徒看见这事以后啊，就很惊讶了。
And in the Bible says that the apostles were very surprised at this.
这个 surprise 或者 amazed.
Amazed.
啊，刚才提到 amazed 啊，其实它在原文里边不是惊讶。
In the original translation, it's not amazed.
它是震惊。
It is.
震惊就是哇，一个很大的震动对他们。
It is like a wake up call to them.
It's a big shake.
A big shock.
A big shock. 就是哇，这样谁还能进去啊？
I was like, oh, they're surprised at who can go into the kingdom of heaven.
但是上帝说一句话，他说，主说，在人不能，在神是能的。
And then Christ said that with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
当然，我们相信，只有圣灵在我们心里边动工，使我们才有这种。信心的可能性。
Of course, we need the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts for this to be possible.
好，当我们讲到这个事情的时候，我们就看到这个少年人他忧忧愁愁的走了。
As we look at this problem, we see that the young man walked away sadly.
他的问题出在哪里？
What is his problem?
他的问题出在哪里？
What is his problem?
我们今天的讲到的题目叫做眼光。
Today our topic is insight.
他的问题出在了他的眼光放的地方不对了。
His problem is where is his vision?
他的眼光放在哪里呢？
Where did he put his goal or vision or insight?
首先，他看到将来要有永生。
He first saw that in the future he must have eternal life.
所以他眼光里边有永生。
So in his vision he has eternal life.
然后他又看到他有很多的财产。
But then he also sees that he has great inheritance.
所以他在这两个问题上在看。
So he is seeing both of these problems.
但是他的眼光里边缺了一个东西。
But he is missing one thing from his vision.
或者至少没有看清楚这样东西。
Or he didn't see this properly.
这是什么？
What is this?
就是他没认出跟他说话的这个耶稣是谁。
Is that he did not recognize who he was talking to?
他没有真正的认识他。
He didn't know who Christ is.
如果他真正认识他是谁的话
，If he recognized who Christ is,
他就会产生一个心态。
Then he will have a different attitude.
他心里边其实有一种骄傲的。
In his heart, he is actually very proud.
他为什么骄傲
？Why is he proud?
因为他成功嘛。
Because he's successful.
他为什么骄傲
？Why is he proud?
因为他道德做得很好嘛。
Because he is very morally sound.
因为他看到这些东西嘛。
Because he sees these things.
所以他心里边这些东西拦阻了他来认识这位耶稣是谁。
So this restricts him from knowing who Christ is.
虽然他想要得永生
，Although he wants eternal life,
但是他却不是十分太明白永生到底是什么。
But he doesn't understand what eternity is.
如果他把眼光看在耶稣的身上的时候
，If he focuses his vision onto Christ,
其实永生不就是跟耶稣在一起吗
？But isn't eternal life just being with Christ?
跟他永远在一起吗
？To be with Christ forever.
那么这件事情谁能做到呢
？Who can do this?
只有神能做到。
Only God can do this.
所以到底跟他说话的这个是谁呀
？Then who is actually talking to him?
这个问题他都没弄明白。
This problem he did not understand.
好，接下来我们继续往下看。
We continue.
这个。马太福音的记录和马可福音的记录稍微有一点不大一样。
In the records of Matthew and Mark is a bit different.
在这个两个福音书里边都记载了彼得对耶稣说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有的来跟从你了。”
In both Gospels, Peter said that we've already given up all of this to follow you.
在马太福音里边记录了说。我们将要得着什么呢
？In Matthew, it records Peter saying, "What shall we receive then?"
这句话问的也很有意思。
This was also very interesting.
这句话，我们做一个比喻来了解一下他问这句话。
Let's think of an analogy to think about what Peter says.
假如一个女孩子爱上了一个男孩。
Let's say that a lady fell in love with a man.
一个 girl.
A girl fell in love with a boy.
是吧？这 girl 怎么不当明白啊？然后这个 girl 说，我要嫁给你。
And then the girl said, I want to marry you.
所以我原来我的家我的什么东西我都不要了，我要跟你走了。
And so I want to let go of everything that I have before to follow you.
然后他说，既然我要跟你走了，我要得着什么东西呢？
She said that if I'm going to follow you, then what can I receive?
大家能理解这个问题吗？
Can everyone understand this?
然后这个小伙子怎么回答？
How did this boy reply?
在座的各位男人，你怎么回答？
How would you reply her?
这是标准答案啊！说你就有了我嘛，对吧
？Is that you have me？
可是呢，耶稣没有这样回答。
Except Christ did not reply like this.
耶稣回答说什么呢
？How did Christ reply？
所以就好像一个小伙子说：“我的家业你都得着了。”
As Christ said, you've already received.
不是耶稣，不是这个，就是说那一个回答这个女孩子的那个小伙子说：“你把你的家不要了，我给你一个更好的家。”
It's same as the boy saying to the girl, "I've already given you my.Everything that I have to you, you can let go of what you've had."
所以主耶稣说，你今世得百倍，来世得永生。
And as Christ said that, what you receive today, you let go, you'll receive abundance more in heaven.
这个在咱们中国文化里边
，in our Chinese culture，
我不知道这个翻译能不能翻译啊，有一个思想。
There is a way of thinking.
我们叫做吃亏赚便宜。
We say that
吃亏。
To be of loss.
感觉上就这个意思。
To be of loss.
吃亏了，我做这个事吃亏了。
If I have lost for doing something.
Yeah. 然后呢，赚便宜。
And then to benefit out of it.
这个我们常常在这里边算计。
We often calculate.Amongst this,
这个东西我是不是值得我去做
？Is it worthy for me to do something?
所以，当主耶稣讲这个今世得百倍，来世得永生的时候
，And as Christ said that we will receive abundance in the kingdom of heaven，
门徒又容易犯什么问题啊
？What is easy for the disciples? What is the easy mistake for the disciples to make?
就是又想到将来我要得什么什么，哎呀，我现在要放掉什么什么东西，你看到没有
？They think about what they can receive in heaven and what they have to let go on earth。
这个眼光又出问题。
This insight also occurred. Problem occurred again.
所以当门徒们问这个问题的时候
，As the disciples ask this question，
已经把眼光放错地方。
They already have their vision put in the wrong place。
当这个少年人悠悠愁愁走了的时候
，And as this young man left sadly，
你发现耶稣的反应很奇怪。
You can see that the reaction of Christ is very weird。
他没有挽留这个年轻人。
He didn't try and keep this young man。
如果今天我们，尤其是作为一个牧师的话，我们大概就是，请你回来，请你回来。
If today, if we were a pastor, someone might be like, "Oh, please come back."
我告诉你，得永生，你靠遵守律法是不行的。
And then we can tell them that to receive eternal life, you can't just follow the laws.
正确答案是你必须信我，你才能得永生。
The right answer is to believe in me to receive eternal life.
对不对？
Isn't this
耶稣应该跟他说了。
Jesus Christ should tell him this.
可是耶稣没有跟他说。
But Christ did not tell him this.
当然到了最后的时候，主耶稣跟门徒祷告的时候，耶稣说了。
But as Christ was praying with the disciples, he said this.
说信你是上帝，并且信我是你所差来的，就有永生。
To believe that I am the one who sent down from God, then you will receive eternal life.
可是这个时候，耶稣没有跟这个少年人说。
But Christ did not say this to the young man at that time.
为什么
？Why？
他的心没有预备好。
His heart was not ready.
他的眼光还没有聚焦在这个正确的聚焦点上。
His vision is not in the right place yet.
所以这个时候，也许耶稣要为他祷告。
So Christ may be praying for him.
也许圣灵在他心里边做工。
The Holy Spirit may be working in his heart.
能够把他的眼光正过来的时候。
In order to fix his vision or insight.
他再来看就看明白了。
And then he can understand what the truth is.
中文里边有两个字。
In Chinese, there is two words.
叫看和看见。
is to see and to have seen.
叫 look and see. 这个有些时候这个看就是 look， 就是你看了一下，但是 not see。
Sometimes you have only looked, but you haven't seen.
英文这个字很有意思，这个 see 这个字也是代表明白的意思。
So in English, seen also has implications of understanding.
所以有些时候是 do you understand? 我们问你明白吗？
So when we ask, do you understand?
有些人回答说 I see, I see.
People will reply, I see, I see.
那就表示说我看见，我看见的意思。
It means that I understand and I have seen.
就是我已经看明白了的意思。
Yes, to have understood.
主耶稣最后在三十节说了一句话。
In verse 30, Christ said.
他说将来要发生一件事情。
He said that.
有很多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
He said that those who be at first will be last, and those who be last will be first.
为什么会发生这样的事情呢？
Why would this happen?
就是在前边的这些人，大概眼光因为放的焦点有问题。
It's because the people who are walking at first might have put their vision in the wrong place.
结果他们走了一段时间以后。
That after walking some distance,
他们就走不下去了。
They can no longer keep going.
比方说。今世得百倍。
For example, saying that to have a lot on earth now.
那么马可福音里边还特别强调了，就是这些东西你得一百倍。
In Mark even says all these things if you receive a hundred times more.
如果我把我的眼光聚焦在这些问题上面的时候，
if I put my vision onto these things,
至少现在我就不做传道人了。
At least now I wouldn't be a pastor.
因为当时我这个献身做传道人的时候。
At the time when I went to be a pastor,
我也相信主所说的这些话。
Of course, I believed all these things that.
先求他的国和他的义。
Is to first will for God's kingdom.
Seeking 他的 kingdom 和他的 righteousness, 然后他要把这些都加给你。
And then he will give this in abundance to me.
而且百倍的加给你。
And give this times a hundred.
从我开始做传道人到今天已经三十多年了。
Since I first became a pastor now has been around 30 years.
我没有得到一百个房子吗？
I don't have 100 homes.
我也没有一百个孩子吗？
I don't have 100 children.
当然不能要一百个妻子是吧？
Of course I can't have 100 wives.
大家乐一乐。那么你要是数算把眼光放在这些东西的时候，你不要信啊。
If you had your vision on these things, then you don't believe.
其实主耶稣所说的并不是这个意思。
But Christ did not mean this.
而是指的我们四海为家，各处都是我们的家。
Is to show that everywhere is our home.
以前你只有一个家。
Before we only had one house.
现在所有弟兄姊妹的家都是你的家。
Now everyone's home is also our home.
以前只有你自己的兄弟姊妹。
Before you only had your own brothers and sisters.
现在所有在圣灵里边重生的神的儿女都是你的兄弟姊妹。
But now all those who have been saved are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
以前只有属你的那一点点的。
Before you only had your own little possession.
现在天下万物神说我都要白白的赏给你。
And but now everything on earth that God has created has been given to you.
这个是你要用信心看见。
These are all things that you see through faith.
而不是用你以前的那种拥有观来看见的。
But isn't the same mindset of what you possess?
所以在这个时候，如果你是还用那个眼光来看这些问题的时候
，So at that time, if you still use the old vision to look at these,
你做一段时间你。
You won't be able to keep going after a while.
所以在前的将要在后。
So those who are in front will be last.
这个马太福音第二十章里面。
In Matthew chapter 20.
也解释了这个在前为什么要在后的问题。
It also explains what this means.
Why 这个在前的为什么那个在前的叫在后的问题？
Why would the last be first and the first will be last?
其实还是一个眼光的问题。
It is also a problem of your insight.
因为这个主耶稣讲的那个比喻里边说，从早晨起来做工的到晚上进来做工的拿了一样的钱。
In the parable of someone who's working starting from the day to the end of the day received the same amount of income.
然后那个从早晨做了一天工作的人就开始看别人了。
And the person who is started from the start of the day started to look at the person who came at the end of the day.
说我做了八小时，他做了一小时，让我们收入是一样的。
He said I worked 8 hours, but he worked 1 hour, but our income is the same.
所以他心里边就开始不平衡了。
But in his heart, he became to feel uneasy. Because his vision is put in the wrong place.
那么主耶稣说，那个主人说，你聚焦在我的身上啊。
He said that you should look at me.
他说，我给他和你一样，不和你没有关系的。
To give you the same, to give him the same, they're unrelated.
是我怜悯他。
I have given mercy to him.
因为为什么这个人只做一个小时啊？
Why did that man only do 1 hour?
因为这些人他们没有人顾他们啊。
Because there's no one looking after them.
可能他是一个老弱病残啊。
Maybe he's old or disabled.
可能他自己有很大的自卑感。
Maybe he has depression.
他在那等了也等了一天了。
Maybe he's waited a day.
他回家的时候他也有老婆孩子需要吃饭呢。
When he goes home, he also has a family to feed.
如果只给他一小时，他回了家以后老婆孩子可能不够吃啊。
If I only give him the money for one hour, he might not have enough food.
所以我给他叫他得一天的奖赏，是我对他的恩典。
For me to give him the money that I have is mercy to him.
所以你要知道，我首先我没有亏欠你啊。
First, I have not given you any less than you should have.
所以你应该感谢我。
But you should be thankful towards me.
而且和我一块儿为他来高兴才是。
And that you should be happy with me for this man.
所以如果这个做了一天工作的人，他是聚焦在这个主人的身上的时候，
If the man who worked for a whole day placed his vision onto his master,
他就会产生一种感恩，对吧？
He will have a sense of gratefulness.
可是他把这个聚焦点放错地方，
But he put this vision into the wrong place.
所以他就产生出另外一种的心态出来。
And then he will produce a different type of attitude.
那么今天我们来到教会。
Today we come to church.
我们的聚焦点应该放在什么地方呢？
What should our vision be placed on?
放在哪里？
Where?
放在我们教会的工作上。
To be placed on the work of the church.
放在永恒的天堂里头。
To place it onto the eternal kingdom in heaven.
放在我们属世的拥有的里面。
To put it on our possessions on earth.
所以我们的眼光放在哪里？
So where is our vision?
正确的聚焦点。
The right place.
放在我主耶稣基督的身上。
Is to put it on Christ Jesus.
所以，当我们把我们的眼睛看在他的身上的时候，
And as we place our vision onto Christ Jesus,
他是谁？
Who is he?
他是创造天地万物的主。
He is the one who created heaven and earth.
他是谁？
Who is he?
是我们的生命按照他的形象被造。
Our life has been created in his image.
所以他是谁？
So who is he?
用他全能的命令。托住万有，今天一切都是靠他来运作的。
And through his sovereignty, this earth has been controlled by him.
他是谁？
Who is he?
舍命流血来救赎我们的。
He is the one who shed his blood and died for us.
他是谁？
Who is he?
他是今天在父上帝的面前做我们中保的那一位。
He is the mediator before God for us.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他现在与我们同在，听我们的祷告。
He is with us today and listening to our prayers.
他是谁？
Who is he?
将来有一天要来接我们到他那里去的那一位。
Until one day he will come to take us to God.
他以什么身份来接我们呢？
In what status does he come to take us?
我们常常想到他是荣耀的君王来接我们。
We often think that he is a great king to come and take us.
我们想到他是公义的审判者来接我们。
We think he is a justice judge to come and take us.
当然是。
Of course he is all these things.
但是更重要的还不是。
But most importantly,
更重要的是什么？
What is the most important?
什么？
What?
像一个丈夫来迎接他的妻子。
Like a husband coming to pick up his wife.
他要永远和我们同住。
He will forever be with us.
拥有他。
Because we have him.
我们就有了一切。
We have everything.
如果我们的定睛眼睛放在他身上。
If we have our vision placed onto him.
真正的认识他。
And to really know who he is.
我们的生命就不会忧忧愁愁地走掉。
Our life will not be walking away sadly.
我们的生命就不会在前的跑到后面去。
Our life wouldn't be the first who is at the last.
我们的信仰就不会七上八下。
Our faith wouldn't be up and down.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个眼光吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this vision?
你认识了他吗？
Do you understand who he is?
你爱他吗？
Do you love him?
今天你真的是把眼睛紧紧盯着他来跟随他吗？
Do you put your vision strongly, firmly onto him to follow him?
如果这样，你就有福了。
If this is the truth, may you be blessed.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.